This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1496. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded January 21st, Radio and the Haitian Earthquake. New relay site for Radio Australia. DX and station news from Congo DR, India, Myanmar, Nigeria. Future of shortwave from Radio Prague, Radio Verdad, Indonesia, Florida. English from Pakistan, Serbia, Sri Lanka, BBC. New Radio Mashal to Pakistan. We hear the new WTWW and the propagation outlook. As I was recording last week's program, the Haitian earthquake was just breaking. So I decided not to try to attempt to deal with it then, as the situation would surely change quickly. But now, more than a week later, there is far too much information. Radio-related, that is, which is our focus. But I'll attempt to bring you some of the more important points and refer you to extensive reading about it in the latest issue of DX Listening Digest, number 10-03, via worldofradio.org. As is always the case with such a sudden disaster, when most communications are knocked out, the first concern is amateur radio. In fact, disaster communications are one of the major justifications for the amateur radio service. Fortunately, called into such service on relatively rare occasions. It soon came out that certain frequencies were being reserved for attempted communications with Haiti, and all other hams were asked to avoid them. On the 20-meter band, 14,300 kilohertz and 14,265, two different emergency nets, and on the 40-meter band, 7,045, or some reports had it, 7,047. And on the 80-meter band, 3720. You will probably still hear some emergency traffic handled by hams if you monitor those frequencies. The prefix from Haiti itself being HH, but apparently there were only a few hams there in the first place, and even fewer managed to get on the air following the quake. By the way, many of the items concerning this come from multiple sources, so I hope you'll forgive me if I do not try to attribute everyone's name, as I do in the publication where there is no time or space limitation. Despite being the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, as we were often reminded, there were a number of Haitian radio stations streaming on the web. Imber Gaviria rounded up a bunch of those, but I believe found, as is not surprising, only a few of them were still doing so, but they tried to come back as time went on. Meanwhile, there were attempts to get radio broadcasts into Haiti from outside. Not many shortwave stations were broadcasting in Creole in the first place. One of them, which has been, is the Voice of America, and they quickly expanded their broadcasts. Formerly, they had a half hour in the morning, one at noon, and one in the late afternoon. Or perhaps the noontime one was a full hour, at least part of the time. But all of these were amplified and some additional frequencies. As with all the info I'll convey, it's very subject to change. So if you don't find it still correct, that's why. The morning broadcast is 12:30 to 13:30 UT on 9660 from the Greenville site. Unfortunately, that collides with Romania during the second half of that hour, which was already using the frequency in German. Radio Netherlands made available its Bonaire transmitter as an additional frequency for that, 6135. This broadcast had been Monday through Friday only, but I believe was expanded to every day of the week. The midday broadcast from VOA in Creole, 1730 to 1930 UT on 15390 and 17565. The late afternoon broadcast, an hour at 2200, on 15390, 13725, and 11905. And they added another broadcast in the evening, taking away some other VOA services such as Special English, 01-02 UT on 5960 and 7465. All of those transmitted from Greenville, North Carolina. Not long after that, the IBB transmitter in Marathon, Florida, which has been devoted to Radio Marti for many years on 1180 kHz, was made available for VOA Creole. Certainly a good idea, preempting Radio Marti during those hours. First reports said this would be only during the afternoon and evening. A further schedule said it would be for all the broadcasts, even though it wasn't clear whether medium wave 1180 would get all the way to Haiti in the daytime. I kept checking the VOA website for the latest changes in Creole language scheduling, both on their A to Z schedule page and on their Creole page, but guess what? It was not kept up to date. By the first weekend after the quake, I was hearing VOA in Creole, not only at those times, but also filling in the gap in the afternoon between 1930 and 22 UT. 15390 stayed on the air until 2100, just one frequency, and then shifted to 13725 between 21 and 22. And then I also found 17565 staying on the air until 2030 at least, but that was in regular French, the VOA African service, which until 1930 had been carrying Creole. Much of VOA airtime was devoted to putting callers on the air who were trying to find out the status of their relatives in Haiti. A phone number was set up for this, 202-205-9942, mailbox 42, for people to leave messages that would be broadcast to Haiti, among other ways of getting those on the air. Most of them were, of course, in Creole, although, quite by chance, on three different random tune-ins, I heard a lady in Martinique speaking in English on this service. BBC, of course, had only one transmission left to the Western Hemisphere on shortwave Monday through Friday from 12 to 13 UT in Spanish on 9410 via WHRI and on 11860 via French Guiana. However, they made the best of their paucity of facilities and apparently keeping Spanish for the first quarter hour when they're already doing a new newscast. They turned over the rest of the hour to English, BBC World Service, and allegedly French or Creole, but I never heard anything but English. It's not clear how useful this was to the Haitians about their own situation. And in any event, it was extended through the weekend instead of just on weekdays. Radio France International equally devotes very little shortwave airtime in the Western Hemisphere. There had been a French broadcast via Guiana French at 11:30 to 12 on 13640, but that's marine weather. Sometimes we've heard that frequency on the air later than 1200. Media Network found somewhere on the RFI website that they had started a special service in Creole, a language they used to broadcast in but deleted several years ago. However, that was to be carried only on their FM relays in Haiti, which we can only assume and hope were still on the air. I think it was the five or six FM stations relaying Radio France International at least part of the time. The special program was to be at 1310 UT. The best-known former shortwave station in Haiti, there have not been any for years, was 4VEH in Cap-Haïtien on the north coast, well away from the earthquake zone. It apparently remained on the air, but does not have much of a signal into Port-au-Prince, so Transworld Radio Bonaire offered to relay 4VEH on their 100-kilowatt, 800-kilohertz transmitter, starting at 10:15 p.m. local time in Haiti, which would be 0315 UT until 0700. Terry Kruger in Florida tried to pick this up and was hearing some Creole, actually an hour earlier on that frequency, presumably from there, but reception not at all good that far away. There are many Haitian format stations already on the air. in the U.S., especially in South Florida, Boston, and New York City, many of them pirates, who naturally became quite the focus of attention among the Haitian community and, to some extent, among the media in general. One legal station is WJCC 1700 in Miami. They were soon heard by Mark DeLorenzo way off in Cape Cod in Creole, probably running 10 kilowatt day power at night, as would be justified in such an emergency. The U.S. government also sent in Commando Solo, that airborne transmitting station based in Pennsylvania, which had visited Haiti previously last century when they used 1035 kilohertz. Terry Kruger in Florida was looking for that, and finally there was a report that their medium wave frequency would be 1030. Although it's not clear why they would really need to broadcast from the air when there was nothing preventing them from landing and broadcasting from the ground. Oh, there's one other shortwave station which might have increased broadcasts in Creole Radio of Anacuba. According to their official schedule, they have 1 half-hour daily at 01 to 1:30 UT on 13790. But its target area is Rio de Janeiro, and the lady who formerly ran the Creole service has retired, Keith Perrone tells us, and we're not at all sure RHC still has any Creole service at all. In any event, they were in no position to beef it up like the VOA did immediately. To their credit, Cuba did agree to allow U.S. flights to overfly eastern Cuba, that is, flights of a relief nature for Haiti. But we assume they kept on jamming 1180 Radio Marti frequency, even when it was carrying VOA in Creole. On now to other subjects, which will have to be even more compressed than usual in the time remaining. The Darwin Relay site in northern Australia, or more precisely on Cox Peninsula, is presumably being closed down on January 31st. At least CVC, Christian Vision, which has been running it for a number of years, will no longer be using it. In fact, they've announced that they'll no longer be on shortwave at all. That leaves us wondering what will become of Radio Australia, which has managed to get some time back on those transmitters, even though they have been operated or leased by CVC. It looks as if those may be going off too, because on January 18th, Hiroshi and S. Hasegawa in Japan discovered that the Palau relay station of World Harvest Radio, T8WH, had started carrying some Radio Australia broadcasts, presumably replacing some of the Darwin transmissions which will be going off at the end of January. And they kept finding additional transmissions, so this may not be a complete list yet. And many of them are in parallel to other frequencies from Radio Australia via Shepparton or Taiwan. The frequencies I'll mention are just the ones via Palau. At 22 to midnight UT, 12040 in English, midnight to midnight 30, 15225 in Indonesian, 1 to 130, 15655 the new Burmese service, 4 to 430, 15780 in Indonesian. Although the first day they were on 15785 instead, Brian Clark in New Zealand also noted that change. At 5 to 5:30, Indonesian on 15590. At 13 to 14:30, Chinese on 9890. 16 to 16:30, Chinese on 9965. All those Radio Australia now relayed via Angel 4 T8WH Palau. If you're no longer hearing Radio Okapi for the Congo DR, between 5 and 6 UT on 11690 via South Africa in French and Lingala, as I have not been, come to think of it, here's why. DXMX News in Bulgaria reports the two-hour broadcast has been reduced to 1 hour, starting at 0400. Alakesh Gupta draws our attention to an article in English, broadcast, and then on the website of Radio Prague, End of the Road for Shortwave? It's a talking point by Chris Johnstone. You might want to read the whole thing. The article number is 124187. Fortunately, it does end with a question mark. It's a discussion of shortwave in general, but Radio Prague in particular, saying that they will be continuing on shortwave after January 31st, although with a somewhat reduced schedule. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1496. Your contributions always welcome to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA, or WORADIO at yahoo.com. Standard disclaimer, Radio Verdad in Guatemala faces more frustration. We received another message from Dr. Edgar Amilcar Madrid, manager of the station, in mid-January about their third attempt to repair the shortwave transmitter on 4052.5, which had been off the air since a lightning strike in September of 2008. We thought we would succeed this time, he says, but we replaced two elements and tried them out, replaced all transistors and integrated circuits, but still could not go on the air. We consider the situation thoroughly difficult, almost impossible. We worked all day on it, up to 11 at night, without any satisfactory results. The only solution is to order two new modules from the U.S. or buy a new transmitter, but that's extremely expensive, and we do not have the financial capability because it's a non-profit institution. Anyhow, he gives the designations of the two modules needed for an Omnitronics 1000SW transmitter. They are Omnitronics 1998 B313110 REV1 799 WT Power Amp Modules Older Side. I'm reading this as he wrote it, although I don't understand exactly what it means. He says the two incorporated cards on each module have the following code, B313115, if anyone can help. Check his website or blog, radioverdadguatemala.blogspot.com. Via Alokesh Gupta, DX India, Joe's Jacob informs that All India Radio's Kursiong frequencies are not heard lately, 4895 and 7230. So Alokesh called them, and they said the shortwave transmitter is off due to repairs. The parts have been sent in, and they're still waiting for them to come back. Ron Howard in California reports a possible schedule change for Myanmar Radio on 5915. January 13th at 1512, he was hearing them in vernacular with a lecture for 5 minutes and some non-stop indigenous music, closing at 1530 with the usual interference from China. He says this format is consistent for their educational service distance learning programming, which since the middle of last year ended much earlier at 1245, followed by indigenous music and songs till 1300. And there could be some lectures in English during this period, as heard in the past. Same frequency, audible in Europe by Giampiero Bernardini in Italy at a very different time, midnight 40 UT on January 14th with Oriental Music. If you check 6090 every night, you will eventually be rewarded with Anguilla off the air, clearing the frequency for other stations. January 17th at 0638, that was the case. And I was getting a big distorted signal from an assertive speaker in an African language that had to be Radio Nigeria in Kaduna in Hausa, and it's slightly off frequency to the low side. Also, another carrier nearby, probably Radio Bandeirantes in Brazil. Normally, we can hear them underneath Anguilla making a rumbling heterodyne. Niels Schiffhauer in Germany reported to ADX via BCDX. He also heard NBC Kaduna in Hausa. Although the time is missing, it was January 9th, measured on 6089 0.847. Noel Green in England reports to DX Listening Digest that Pakistan has reactivated the 250-kilowatt transmitter that had been off the air since sometime last year, although there's still a problem with the modulation level. So, the external services can be heard on two frequencies once again instead of one, including the World Service to Western Europe, mostly in Urdu, but with 5 minutes of English news at 1100 on 15100 and 17700. And the English news at 1600 to 1610 on 7535 and 11565. That one's also listed by as a, on a third transmitter, 15100. The U.S. government suddenly started yet another surrogate service with a different name to a very specialized audience, Pashto dialects, in the border region of Pakistan and Afghanistan. It's called Radio Mashal, M-A-S-H-A-A-L. The press release, of course, was inconclusive about the actual schedule, times and frequencies, but we eventually found out that it's 11 to 13 UT on 9395 via Thailand, 11605 and 13700 via Sri Lanka. Following up last week's report about International Radio Serbia in English at 1930 on 6190 instead of 6100 kilohertz, that was also the case on the next English broadcast at 2200. But apparently it was a mix-up as they subsequently went back to 6100, according to observations by Chris Lewis. Joe's Jacob in India tells us that Sri Lanka broadcasting has not been heard for many days as of January 14th on 9770, scheduled in English from 01 to 0330, but it is still heard on the parallel frequencies 6005 and 15745, and also heard in Indian languages on 7190 in the ham band and 11905. One BBC World Service frequency in English we can hear fairly well in our mornings is 5875. It's transmitted from Thailand and, of course, not intended for North America. However, as of January 14th, after 14 UT, I was getting interference from an Arabic station on the same frequency. And that turns out to be BBC as well. They've decided to interfere with themselves and make it more difficult for us to hear them in North America, where we're not supposed to listen to them on shortwave anyway. This info was slow to appear on the schedules, but Dan Ferguson reports the new Arabic transmission is via the BBC site in Cyprus. And from a BBC press release, here's news of yet another cutback in their shortwave services, although they put a positive spin on it. BBC Indonesia relaunches as multimedia broadcaster, dated 18 January. The redesigned website, bbcindonesia.com, now becomes the key method for delivery of the BBC Indonesia output. It means readjustment of the services for Indonesia, affecting radio schedules as resources are directed to other platforms. The radio broadcast at 20 hours Western Indonesia time will be reduced from 30 minutes to 5 minutes, but no change in the duration of the morning broadcast at 5 a.m. and the evening broadcast at 18 local time. And there will be no radio broadcasts on Saturdays and Sundays. And so there's another country where BBC is forcing people to listen to them more online than on the radio. The new shortwave station in Lebanon, Tennessee, WTWW, was carrying out some equipment tests around January 13th to 15th on 9480 and 5755. Here's the ID they were running, and I recorded one evening on 5755, January 14th, around 0136.
Coming to you from near the banks of the Upper Cumberland River in Middle Tennessee, this is WTWW, Lebanon, Tennessee,
USA,
performing equipment tests.
George McClintock tells me he expected to do some more testing shortly, but not make a final decision on programming until early February after the HFCC conference in Kuala Lumpur. The testing times, of course, are unpredictable, so just check 9480 in the daytime and 5755, perhaps in the day as well as in the night. And what about the second newest U.S. shortwave station, WJHR in Milton, Florida? Still no trace of it heard here this year. In fact, the last time I heard it on 15550 USB was December 20th, but some others had reported it as late as December 30th. So I wrote to G.S. Mock at WJHR. He replied on January 19th, "We had an antenna failure. High RF caused melting in the wires, but this is good news. A new antenna is being installed as soon as the weather permits. I hope to have the station up and going in a few days. The new antenna is a quality log periodic, which should put out a substantial signal. We will continue to be using this frequency during the A10 season." You may have had trouble hearing us and other programs on WRMI 9955. On January 16th, Jeff White told me that they were temporarily using their 5-kilowatt backup transmitter, as they're still trying to get their antenna repaired, but not running their fully scheduled hours. He says, "We're working on the problems and hope to have everything back to normal as soon as possible." More than 2 months after he was sentenced to 175 years in prison for child sex abuse, convicted evangelist Tony Alamo is still broadcasting on WINB, where criminality is no problem. I ran across him January 19th at 2050 UT on 13570. The modulation was distorted, and there were spurs up and down between 13530 and 13635. And Ray T. Mahorney forwards a press report of January 13th, Dateline Texarkana. Five young women who testified last year that evangelist Tony Alamo took them as wives and sexually assaulted them when they were minors are entitled to $500,000 each from his multi-million-dollar ministry, a federal judge has ruled. He ordered restitution after a government witness said the women suffered physical and mental pain at the hands of Alamo. I've noticed a Navy Mars net too close to WWV inside the standard frequency band on 5004.5, upper sideband, at 1500 UT, January 13th. This net, or the frequency, is cryptically designated as 6 X-ray 2 Bravo. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued January 19th, ANK indices 5 and 2. Solar flux peaking at 86 January 24th and 25th and 89 February 7th to 9th, no lower than 80 on January 29th and 30th. That's World of Radio 1496. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.